Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Hello and welcome to Mainstream by Sifter. My name is Mitch and thank you very much for joining us. If this is your very first time listening to the show, welcome. On Mainstream, the team behind sifter.com.au discuss our experiences playing a variety of games. That's big AAA titles, smaller micro games, retro re-releases. It's all covered here. This week, Fiona and I have been spiking, kicking, rallying, and bowling in the highly anticipated Nintendo Switch Sports, the modern sequel to Wii Sports.
It's been so much fun. I've been waiting for this game forever. As soon as it got announced, I was ready to bowl my way to victory.
I am on a level with you. I was not looking forward to this game. I didn't know it was coming out, and I was terrible at the first Wii Sports. But first, before we find out how terrible I was, let's find out what's been making the news this week on Walkthrough.
This is Mainstream.
So, Fiona, for those of us who don't know or never interacted with the Wii, what is Nintendo Switch Sports?
So, it's very much the long-awaited successor to the classic Wii Sports game. So, there's six different sports you can play. There's bowling, there's tennis, there's badminton, football, soccer, as we call it, chambara, and volleyball. So it's using the motion controls of the Switch, the Joy-Cons, to basically play lots of sports.
I'll level with you. I've only played bowling and tennis because those are the two that I remember playing on the Wii, and I realize that I am just as terrible at it as I was, I think, how long ago? It's more than 10 years ago when this game came out, didn't it? The original Wii Sports.
Yeah, it came out in 2006.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. that's a while ago. But no, it was really cool that they decided to bring this game back because everyone joked about, that we should really have a Wii Sports on the Switch now that we have better motion controls. So it's cool that they did it, and they added new sports too.
What are the new sports? I don't remember enough about the old sports to notice the new sport.
So the old sports were tennis and bowling. We are getting golf in a DLC further down the line. Golf. The new sports though, badminton, football, and volleyball. They have added chambara, which is the sword fight, although that is taken from the Wii Sports Resort game. So there's a couple new and a couple old there. Yeah.
I'm sorry, is badminton too drastically different to tennis in terms of the mechanic? I didn't play badminton. I really should have.
I enjoyed badminton. I think it's partially because it's a smaller court, obviously, but you're not controlling two people like you do in tennis. You just have the one player, which I think is why I liked it a bit more, because I didn't have to worry about seeing where is the other person on the other side of the court going to hit the ball. Is it going to be short or long? It's not as
chaotic. Can I just say, it doesn't matter where they are. They, like, teleport half the time.
They do some sick dives.
Yeah, it's like, yes, I'm going to get this person. And they dive from the other side of the court and they get it. And I'm like, yo, I never saw Leighton Hewitt do that.
And then, Definitely, in volleyball, seeing them dive like across the court, which people do in real life, but I'm like, man, they do
tennis.
That so no, not in tennis, but in volleyball, they do. But yeah, tennis, man. Yeah. I don't know how they do that legwork.
Yeah, so you can tell. So one of the questions Gianni's written down for us today is, what are the biggest changes between Wii Sports and Switch Sports? And nothing, because the AI still cheats, because I remember the AI cheating.
But no, there have been like little changes I've noticed with some of the controls. For instance, bowling, you might have noticed. In the original Wii Bowling, you let go of the button when you want to release the ball, but in this version, in Switch Sports, you just hold down the button and the game will automatically throw the ball.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I was remembering that correctly, because I spent too long trying to figure out how to play bowling.
Yeah, I must admit, the amount of times I thought, exactly.
Yeah, I thought like, oh, yeah, like real bowling, you let go of the ball, so, you know, you do it. And I think it's because people kept releasing a hand on, like, the Wiimote, which is a very hefty piece of equipment, and then sending their Wiimote through various things in the house. Actually, the person that owned the Wii that I spent most of my time playing this on, hey, Adam, I don't know if you listen to this. It's not Adam Chris, though, but it's my friend Adam. He was playing Wii Bowling, and he sent a Wiimote into some part of the house that we couldn't find it. We were looking for it, and we couldn't find it.
It's
and,
gone.
It's gone. I don't think they moved, and I know that they found it. So, yeah.
It just disappeared into the void.
They probably really don't want people releasing any point of that controller, so I think that's the reason why they've done it. But then again, if anyone from Nintendo wants to refute me on that, go ahead.
There is something else I did notice. Almost every time you finish a game and you come back to the main screen with the six games, without fail, it will prompt you saying, are you wearing your wrist strap and you have to press A to continue? Which is smart for them, because
that.
There's already reports of a million people, not a million, but like lots of people smashing and breaking things. But at the same time, I don't need to be reminded every second, but
it is what it is. You do, because I actually rolled the dice. It was like, make sure your wrist straps are on, make sure your wrist straps are on, and I couldn't find mine. I couldn't find those little, like, you know, those little, like,
oh yeah, little click,
those little plastic things that like make the Joy-Con a controller.
Yep.
But I couldn't find them, so I was just like, ah, I don't need these.
Living life on the edge.
Yeah, so I'm there swinging my Joy-Cons around, and a Joy-Con is significantly more expensive than a Wiimote.
Yes.
And, yeah, didn't lose any, which is good.
With the sports, like we were saying, there's a few different ones, like volleyball and football. What are your thoughts on the football? Oh, you haven't tried the football shootout, but what do you think about the football shootout with the leg strap?
What do I think about the football shootout with the leg strap? Now, I have seen footage of people doing this, and I think it's one of the dimmest things ever. It doesn't look great when you're doing it. It's asking for trouble, and no amount of Wii Fit trainer is going to get you over the rehab that you're going to need when you when you hit your head or after you fall over doing this.
I must admit, it's pretty interesting doing it. It's very basic. It's literally just a single kick as you're trying to kick the ball into the goal and avoiding obstacles and things like that. I'm more interested in how they can incorporate that in future Switch Sports, but also future games, because we've already had the Ring Fit, which has something similar. So I'm very curious about how they can develop it further.
I'm not, because I hate motion controls. This is one thing, like, as I've never been able to really get over the fact that I don't like motion controls in games. Like, I hate when there's a... I didn't like how every single Wii game needed some sort of motion control element, because like that was the thing that was hot back then, and I really hated it when the PS3 I think had an accelerometer in that controller, and I think the PS4 does as well, but I hated when there was like something in a game which would make you need to use that motion control, and it made you use it, and you couldn't skip it, and you had to do this thing. And I was like, oh, I really don't like it.
Yeah.
That being said, I think it works really well in VR, because, of course, it does, because, you know, it's VR. But yeah, I'd be interested to see what they do next, but I'm not, like, you know, too invested in it.
Mm. And then another of the new things with this game, they switched out Miis to avatars.
Oh.
So you couldn't make funky characters anymore. Which, like, out of nostalgia, I'm sad because I used to love making the weirdest looking Mii characters to confuse people. But at the same time, I kind of like having a more realistic person that I can look fabulous.
Oh man, you could make some real naff looking Miis.
You can still have a Mii character in the game. I think that's using, it might be the app. I'm not 100% sure, but I have seen some weird-looking Mii characters instead of avatars in this game, which has been hilarious to play against.
I like how Nintendo is sticking very close to this like little like online avatar idea, because I feel like a lot of developers or like, you know, hardware providers kind of tried it. Like, I think Xbox definitely tried for a bit, and I think PS4 tried, but PlayStation tried for like maybe 2 minutes. And it seems like Nintendo has really stuck with this, like, oh, you make this little online personality thing. Like, I remember you could put Miis into Wiimotes and you could like bring them to other people's houses and then like connect that Wiimote.
Oh, I do remember that.
And you would, you would connect that Wiimote to the Wii. Yeah. And they really, like, it was like, yes, everybody's going to be carrying their Wiimotes around with them everywhere. And then, like, oh, the 3DS is going to have Miis, everything like that. And they didn't go anywhere. But I did like them. And I liked them for trying that, because I think it was cool. So what works for you, Fee? Like, what works? Because I've already went on a rant about what doesn't work for me, but what works for
it
you?
It doesn't work. I really liked the volleyball, because I played volleyball in high school and I absolutely loved it, and I thought they nailed it quite well with the movements. Granted, I'm still not really good at passing in volleyball because me in real life is like the timing is not right. So when I go to pass in Switch, it says it's too early, and I'm like, but if it's later, then it's on the floor. But no, I really liked how they had setting, passing, spiking, you can have rallies. I really enjoy all the different rallies you can have. Again, the customizations is such a cool idea for your characters. I just really enjoyed being able to play with my family. I must admit, as soon as we got the game, dragged my parents in front of the TV and had a game of bowling without fail.
What works for me, actually, is I like how they've kind of made like a little universe with all these like sports in it. It's like there's a big island and you can kind of see where they all are on the map, and the environment actually really looks great. It actually kind of reminds me of Rocket League's environment, where like there's like a little bit of narrative going on in the background. You can see Miis like going around their business, like borrowing library books and stuff like that in the background. And I do like that. I do find myself actually staring at the background sometimes, like, I wonder what that guy's doing. What are he's doing? What he's gonna play next? I wonder if he's going to walk over to tennis while I'm playing bowling. That kind of thing.
Yeah, the visuals are so cool, and they've really gone all out with the background. And those cutscenes as you go into the game, you kind of don't want to skip them because you're too busy, like you said, looking at the library or looking at that restaurant that's overlooking the sports and seeing what that random person's doing in the back corner. Like, they've actually put a lot of detail into the arenas, so they're all a bit different and all have something that you can look at, and every time you look, you see something different.
One of my notes that I have written down here is I looked at the backgrounds for all of them, and I stared at them quite a bit while I was kind of waiting for my bowling turn to come back up, and I didn't notice any of the animation looping. It does seem like there's some sort of algorithm happening back there that is like, you know, it's not just the same me walking past up the stairs. It's like, it seems like there's actually a world going on, which is a nice detail. I like that kind of thing. But yeah.
Yeah, it very much makes you feel like you're part of it. You're part of that world.
I think if anybody is really wondering whether they'll like it or not, I think we've like determined that it's in the same situation as we were in with Tiny Tina's Borderlands game a couple of weeks ago. I think if you liked Wii Sports, you're going to love this because it's just more of the same thing and it's great. How do you feel about online only for unlocking the customizable outfits and stuff like that? How do you feel about that? Because I couldn't care less.
I must admit that was one of my like two main gripes with the game, because I love games that have challenges and unlocking things. Like, I will sit there for hours and replay a level or something just so I can get XYZ unlockable customization thing. I love doing things like that. And it's very satisfying for me just being able to sit there and like work hard at something. And then when I get it, it's really satisfying. So it was a little bit of a letdown to know that to get those unlockables, it's playing online with other people. Not saying that that's like annoying or I don't like that, but it means you have to have Nintendo Switch Online. And I luckily do have that, even though I don't really play a lot of online games. But for those who don't have Nintendo Switch Online, it just makes it a little bit harder for them to unlock those things. And I think it like it takes away from the replayability factor of solo, because you're having to always play against other people. I like having online for the sense that means you can play with your friends who live in other houses or across the country or across the world, because you can make your own little private rooms so no randoms join. But I'm just not a huge fan of having to constantly play online just so I can unlock something. It doesn't feel as rewarding to me.
I feel like Nintendo, for the most part, doesn't push you toward their online service. For the most part. I think a lot of the games that I played, they don't like for example Pokemon, they don't go, oh, you need online for this.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've actually experienced Nintendo, like, within the first 2 minutes of booting up the game, they're like, oh, this will be better with our online thing. Hint, hint. You better get that.
Yeah.
And I think that is an aspect of this game that really doesn't work for me. I don't think you should need online. We got provided a copy of this game to make this content, but if I paid full price for this game, I would not be impressed. I believe right now it's retailing for as a full price game if you want to buy it online or at various stores. So I think that is a bit of a step backwards and a little bit of an annoying step. But this is not unique to Nintendo. If this was in any game, and it is starting to creep into a lot of games, it is an annoying thing. Yeah,
they do have for online though the Pro League, where you can work your way up the ranks from, I think it's E to A, and kind of battle against the best of the best, which I think is really cool. But I think like it's one of those things where like customizations could have been offline and League online, but It is what it is. But that actually brings me to my second little annoyance that I have. I'm sure you remember with the old game, Mitch, after you played a game of golf or a game of bowling, it would bring up like a graph, and then it would go up to when if you got like a certain amount of points. So it would show you slowly climbing up and up towards the pro bar. And then once you reach that bar, you're in the pro status. I really liked that. Yeah, because you could see your own progression and you could see, oh, yeah, I'm actually doing better. I'm getting better at this game. It's all for something. I'm building my skills. But with this game, there's not that. The only sort of progression you kind of have is in the Pro League and building up to that. So, again, it just kind of takes away from the base game, because once you take that, the online and the customization away, the base game is just playing a game, and you don't really have much of a want to keep playing, because you can't physically see your skills progress on the screen, so to say.
I don't actually care a lot about that, because I've never really seen this game as something you progress at.
Yeah, fair enough.
It as you swing a controller at the screen for a bit, and honestly, you could get maybe 2.5 hours before you decide you want to play Mario Kart instead. That's just me.
Very fair.
I've never really connected with this game at all. But that you do have some valid concerns. I think if you really do care about character progression, it's probably not the game for you.
Yeah. But definitely, if you have some friends and you want to bowl some balls, definitely.
So what's the max amount of people you played with, V? Because I played it alone.
So the max I've played with was 16 people in bowling, which sounds ridiculous.
How long did that take?
Actually, not too long, because the way that they do it is that you have 16 people and you all have your own individual lane. So you all bowl at the same time. Then obviously once the first turn has happened, if you're faster than everyone else, you just have to wait till everyone else is finished. But there is a timer. So after 15 seconds, they just automatically end their turn. And then the way it works is you have three rounds, which is like the first three rounds of bowling. And then I can't remember how many people it is, but then some people get eliminated. So then it cuts down the number. Yeah, it's elimination. So you have your next three and then you have your semis and then your final. So it just cuts down people. So it actually doesn't take too long to play.
Right. Yeah. So I guess that's not, I think that's pretty good. So it, in terms of like how many people did you play with physically? Like they're in the same room as you.
Physically in the room, I have just played with my parents and myself, so just three of us, and that was bowling because I couldn't convince anyone to play tennis with me. So that's going to be my goal this weekend.
Yeah, nice.
But you can play soccer, football, and have it as 4-on-4. And I'll tell you what, if you do that in person, that will be so chaotic, having eight people trying to play the game and kick and headbutt. Yes.
That's amazing. Because it warns you before, like, let's go back to the warnings for a second. We touched on it earlier. But they constantly warn you. Like, it's almost like every second screen is like, hey, make sure you've got enough room around you. And I'm like, I haven't left the room. I'm still in the same room. And I'm living with the consequences. By the way, I did not have enough room around me. I had like a table next to me. I had a couch. Definitely not. And I'm swinging my arms around playing tennis like a lunatic.
That actually reminds me. I did play it for long enough that I had a box pop up asking if I still wanted to play or something to that extent. Like Netflix when it says, are you still watching?
So that's a bit of another nanny thing. It's like, hey, you still interested? Still here?
Yeah.
Maybe go outside and play a real sport. I do remember that was a Nintendo thing for a while, actually.
Mm.
It was like, they would be like, hey, you've been here a while. And I'm like, yo, I paid multiple hundreds of dollars for you. I'm going to play as much as I want. That was a thing.
Yeah, I feel like they're definitely trying to make up from Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resorts with all the issues with flying Wiimotes everywhere, but I feel it's a little bit overkill, but that's also because I'm older now and I'm like, I don't need to be reminded every 2 seconds when I haven't left this room.
Who's this game for? I think we've mentioned it a couple of times. I think you know what we're going to say, but we'll officially end with, who do you think this game's for, Fee?
I am going to go the very obvious answer, say everyone. Honestly, it is a good game that you can play with your family if you have younger kids, or even with your parents like I do and your friends. And then with the added online option, you can play with friends in other households with private rooms or on a global setting with random. So I think it's a great game for anyone who just wants to jump in and just have some fun with sports, really, and with your friends.
I think it's a great game to play if you don't know what tennis is and you have no idea what tennis is and you would like to keep not knowing what tennis is, you should play Wii Sports Tennis because that is in no way, any way related to actual tennis. Also bowling, also anything else. If you don't know what any of these sports actually are and you would like to continue to live in that ignorance, play this game, you'll love it, and you will not learn a damn thing about any of these sports.
Nintendo Switch Sports is available now on Switch, though if you've got a Switch Lite, just be aware some modes are limited. The game is best on a full-size Switch, though, and a Switch OLED. Huge thanks to Nintendo Australia providing Sifter with a copy for the game for review.
Sit down for a chat with your pals in video games. This is Mainstream.
This has been Mainstream, Sifter's review podcast. My name's Fiona. You can read a written version of my thoughts on Nintendo Switch Sports on the Sifter website. We've stuck a link in the show notes of this episode. Huge thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sound for composing the Mainstream theme music, and thanks to Omni Studios for their support for Sifter's 3 podcasts. Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Kyle Paletto, myself, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is our senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer. And Mitch, where can listeners find Sifter on the internet and check out some of our work?
I cannot believe this game is available and is even playable on the Switch Lite. I would like people to follow us on all our social media, search up Sifter, and if you have a Switch Lite and you are playing Nintendo Switch Sports on it, can you at us and let us know what that's like? Because I played it on a normal Switch. You can add us with that feedback at SifterHQ on Twitter, Instagram, and you can join us to discuss all your favorite games. Seriously, text me. What is this game like on the Switch Lite? Seriously, I want to know. Also, you can also post your experiences about Wii Sports on the Switch Lite on our Sifter Discord. That's sifter.com.au/Discord. We discuss games, anime, everything, Switch Lites, Wii Sports, I mean, Nintendo Switch Sports on it. Check it out. We'll love to see you there.
And we've got 3 podcasts, one called Lightmap, which is interviews with game developers, creatives, and people who are just generally doing cool things in interactive media. We've also got Walkthrough, which is Sifter's weekly recap of the news in video games, all the release announcements, controversies, and what games you can find in store each week. And this is Mainstream Sifter's review podcast. So head to your podcast player, type in Sifter, give us a follow, and you can get every episode of Lightmap, Walkthrough, and Mainstream for free.
Like everything else on the internet, we've also got a website. That's sifter.com.au. There's articles, pieces, videos. You can check out everything we do there. And if you like what you heard, why not tell a friend? If you think they'll like it too, you can support the show by giving us a review, please. That really helps.
And if you want to chuck a bit of cash our way and look cool while you're doing it, why not head to the Sifter merch store? We've got Australian designer made t-shirts featuring unique video game inspired designs. You can find that at sifter.store. Support independent gaming journalism. That address again is sifter.store. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1-month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.